Agatha Christie is the world's best-selling author in English except for the Bible and Shakespeare. That is pretty impressive. Something like 79 novels, 19 plays, 22 short story collections, 6 romantic novels, and she left with her a lot of just travel mystique and intrigue. And we're joined by Matthew Pritchard. And Matthew is Agatha Christie's only grandson. And now he's sort of in charge of making sure the whole Agatha Christie legacy lives on. And he joins us now to talk about Agatha Christie, his grandmother, and travels in England. Matthew, thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome.
So what is your role now with the heritage of Agatha Christie?
What takes up most of my time is the sort of commercial managing of the property, the worldwide film and TV rights, publishing rights, and all the modern things that emanate from them. That is, so to speak, the business side. But in some ways, the most intriguing side is the sort of heritage and the legacy. At home, I have a coach house behind my house, which contains all her notebooks and all sorts of photographs all the way through her life, amongst other things, apart from being an author. She was a very accomplished photographer, so we have lots of photographs, many of them taken by herself. My life is spent dealing with a person who I think was almost unique in the 20th century, not only being, as you've said, a best-selling author, but having so many accomplishments as well, one of which, incidentally, was being a very charming, accommodating, and loving grandmother.